This week in the Missouri Senate, we take a look at several measures that were discussed both in committee and on the Missouri Senate floor.
First up, Senator Sater.
Tuesday morning saw the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee meet. The panel heard their chair, Senator David Sater of Cassville, present Senate Bill 1031. His measure would establish the Missouri Child Protection Registry.
Allows families to block adult solicitations.
Final committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 1031.
Everybody made their points.
Senator
really
Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur sponsors Senate Bill 646, legislation that would require the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education to develop training guidelines and school districts to adopt a policy for youth suicide awareness and prevention education.
We felt really, really good about the testimony.
Senate Bill 646 is on the Missouri Senate consent calendar and awaits debate. Also on Tuesday, the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee held a lengthy hearing on Senate Bill 1096, which would modify provisions pertaining to non-participating manufacturers in the Master Settlement Agreement. The measure is sponsored by Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield.
From the escrow fund, in which the manufacturer is currently required to deposit money from the sale of cigarettes.
Senate Bill 1096 has been voted due pass by the panel.
All right, we're going to call this meeting.
Also on Tuesday,
a
hearing was held on Senate Bill 1028 by the Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee. The proposal seeks to modify provisions relating to rate making for public utilities. During discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City asked about ramifications of the bill's passage.
In the event that the Clean Power Plan were to come in and require you to make investments.
Senate Bill 1028 awaits final committee action.
Senate Bill
Wednesday saw time spent debating Senate Bill 980 on the Missouri Senate floor. Sponsor, Senate Minority Floor Leader Joseph Kevany of St. Louis, says his proposal would require public retirement plans to provide certain financial information to participants and would modify the criteria for when a public retirement plan would be deemed delinquent.
If you have a public pension, you must provide an annual statement to the pensioners.
Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby adds the measure also contains wording from his Senate Bill 1090.
This is a retirement program that's already out there called the College and University Retirement Plan. It is a defined contribution plan.
Senate Bill 980 has been set aside for future debate. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.